You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Mediumship Uncovered with Medium Donna Young.
Medium Donna Young.
Live from MediumDonnaYoung.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Mediumship Uncovered
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome, everyone. Medium Donna Young from country outback Australia. So, little town called Cootamundra. We're actually heading off to the big city today, and I will be reading in Camden over the weekend at a beautiful expo out there. So, hopefully I'll see some of you there. You can actually look up the details of where we're going to be on mediumdonnayoung.com. So welcome, everyone. I think I'll be doing a reading for someone today as well. I've actually, while I was sitting here waiting to go online as well, I had a father coming through, and he just wanted to give a message. I'm not sure if it's a birthday today, either his birthday. He's talking about it's his daughter's birthday today, and he just wanted to wish a happy birthday. And he's talking about his daughter being from Carolina, and just wanting to say hello and happy birthday and just sending that wish to you. So whoever can take that, that's your special message just for you today. And he was bugging me while I was about to go on live, and he just wanted to know, let you know this message. So I hope you've all had a great week. And we've just got Mary from the US. How are you, Mary?
Hi, Donna. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. So you're from Michigan? Is that, I can't pronounce
I am.
It. Us Aussies aren't real good at pronouncing. Well, I can't say for all of them, but that's me. Welcome, love. So
well, thank you
for watching my show and following me. So you know how I work. I communicate directly with spirit. So they'll come through and they'll give all the information I need to know. So,
okay.
Now, yeah, so I've got a fair few people on the other side for you, love. I actually find that lucky, but it doesn't feel that lucky. Does that make sense? And do you have a sister on the other side? And I've got also a mother coming through.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're both coming through, if that makes sense. And they both want to know that they're around. They're excitable. It's almost like they're fighting over who's going to talk.
Oh.
To you.
Well, I'd like to hear from both of them.
Yeah, and they're both talking about now. Did your sister pass before Mum? She's talking about
no.
Oh, she's saying Mum come and got me. She's actually saying Mum come and got me when I passed. Because she was saying Mum being around her and was there a lot of health issues with her?
With the sister? Yes.
Yeah, with the sister. Because the sister's talking about where she needed a lot of care. And was there mental health issues with her also?
Yeah.
Because she's talking about her passing, like it was a lot to do with her own doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And she's talking about just not looking after herself.
Correct.
And where she may have even had her hand in this, but she's talking about her being at peace now. And she's also saying that you tried to help her, and she's so grateful for everything that you did for her. And she understands that you had to take a little bit of a step back in the end.
Yeah.
And for your own sanity, and also where you just couldn't help her any longer. And she wants you to know that she understands that. And she talks about where she's at peace now. She's around you all the time, trying to help you with your life, and just wants you to know wow. that she's okay, because she's talking about where there was a real disconnection there in the end, but it was because of her own doing, and she wants to say sorry. Does that make sense?
Okay. It does, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you've got a big heart, and she's talking about where she took advantage of you a little bit, and where she just took advantage of everyone, if that makes sense, because of her, yeah. because of her bad choices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I've got this
yeah.
mother there as well, and okay. she's talking. And was this mother hard?
Was the what? What was the question?
Your mother, was your mother quite hard? Quite a hard lady.
Explain.
Like hard,
yes.
Where she was a hard lady and didn't show a lot of emotion. Is that right?
Oh.
Because she's talking about her being a big heart, but she was tough. Like, I wouldn't mess with this lady.
She was tough,
so protective for sure. over her children, and she was very protective. And what she thought she yeah. would just say. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she didn't hold yeah. back at all. And she's talking about, and she's saying she would just say it. And she's saying my mouth would get me in a lot of strife a lot of the time. But it always comes from a good
yeah.
place too. But if you ever wanted to hear the truth, you'd go to your mum to find to hear it, even if mm-hmm. you didn't want to hear it. And
exactly.
I just get her as a real character, like real funny lady.
Very much. Very much.
Yeah. And she's talking about your sister and the struggle that she had with her also. And they've made amends there okay. now, because I feel like they just clashed.
Okay.
Okay. Huh. And and where she actually went. Your sister went downhill a lot after she passed. Does that make sense?
Here's the thing. You're describing two people that are very much like who I believe they are. However, these two are not biologically connected.
Yep.
And didn't know each other. In life.
Okay. Right.
So,
okay.
So I'm a little confused about that. So what I'm wondering is if this my sister's mother, who I did never meet.
This is your mother. And
yeah.
she's talking this my is mother your mother and this
me.
Is your sister. Yeah, yeah, because I just described your mother. She's saying you just described
because
me.
Now,
yeah.
my...
Now,
now
she's...
Okay,
and
so
I
that
think
mother...
That
mother never knew this sister, the past.
No, that's
their,
okay.
Their
I think I got
mother.
That wrong, because okay. she's corrected me okay. and she's talking about where... Did your mother have a sister?
She had several.
Yeah,
yeah,
because
there
she's
were,
talking
she
about
four
what
others.
She was talking about was one of her sisters, and she's got
one
a sister
her.
Over there as well.
Oh, yes, she had a couple sisters that had died before her, three,
yeah.
actually.
Yeah, yep. And she's talking about one of them clashing with her, and she,
one, your mum
actually felt very guilty about her passing, her sister passing, and mum saying that I shouldn't have been as harsh as I was. And she's actually talking about her own sister.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So I thought sometimes they move on to another subject and leave me behind. So that's what happened there.
I would be like those sisters to all be talking together, and then you'd be hard to carry it on.
But there was one where she really clashed with and was a bit harsh with. And because she was quite a gentle soul, and where there was a big divide between them, and when she passed, your mother carried a lot of guilt around that and really struggled with that. So she's happy because she's with her sister now, and so she just wanted you to know that. She's now, mum's talking about big changes happening with you as well, and I'm not sure if this is to do with moving, if that makes sense, but she's talking about a move, and I feel like, are you looking at winding down and starting to travel? And I'm seeing a whole heap of things, but there's health issues that are holding you back. And I feel like these health issues are going to get sorted, so you can start doing a little bit of traveling to what you want to do. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you. Walking is a problem. You can't travel real well when you can't walk very well.
That's nice. Exactly right. Wow. But I feel like that's in the process of getting fixed now. So, and they're just talking about keep on track, mum says, because you're doing all the right things to get you to where you need to be so you can start traveling and doing everything you want to do. Because now's your time. You've worked really hard, and now it's your time to actually really enjoy life. But this health, all these health issues have been holding you back. But that's all about to change.
Oh, true.
So, it was lovely to meet you, Mary.
Oh, thank you. Gosh, I wish I could go on longer.
My partner calls me a professional yapper, so I can yap all day. I've only got 2 minutes left.
You really hit it right on. So,
no worries.
Well, that's great. It was great to hear from them.
Yeah, and they're with you. They go with you now, and they're always with you, so you can talk to them whenever you like. So, okay. See you, Mary.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching my show. Okay, everyone. So, all right, thank you. Sometimes Spirit will come in and give me so many different messages. Sometimes I get a little bit off track. So, and where they've moved on to talk about someone else that's in Spirit or another situation, but I haven't moved on with them. So sometimes it gets a little bit confusing. So it's okay to say that I'm not saying the right thing, because often if you say, no, I can't take this, then Spirit will actually say, well, no, this is what I mean. So, and they'll tell me and lead me in the right direction. So if you want to have a reading with me, my website is mediumdonnayoung.com. You can also get me on later hours and different times on magicgift.com. So it's magik.com. And you can come back next week and see me on my show. Have a great weekend, everyone, and hope to see some of you in Camden. Bye.